Everyone will remember where they were when they heard this.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the...
Right?
Yep.
Instantly transports you back to what you were doing, where you were when you heard that.
Yep.
And then also, like, the reaction from some people, like, oh, thank God. Like, what? You know?
Yeah.
And that was my fifth grade teacher. I mean, she really was glad that he got off.
Wow.
And I was like... Really? I even in fifth grade, I remember thinking, well, what's up with you?
Yeah, that's crazy. In fifth grade, you even knew he did it.
So this is crazy. So we've got an OJ connection, okay? So an OJ Simpson connection. We were talking about family secrets, and this story came out from one of our listeners, Jean, that her aunt may have, like, well, I don't know, dated. Well, you tell the story, Jean.
So when the whole thing went down and he was arrested and all that crap, I just remember my aunt going, wow, I never would have thought that. And I said, what do you mean? She said, way back in the day, she lived in New York and she worked for an investment company.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the clients. And
so she
went out with him. She wasn't his date. It was like a double date. So
yeah.
She was with a man, and he was with somebody else. I don't know if it was whatever her name is. But
right, Nicole.
But she said, yeah, we went out to dinner a few times, went out to the club. She said, I never would have thought he would be the kind of person who would kill somebody.
Wow.
That's, I think, why it was so shocking when it happened, because he...
Right, he just seemed like a friendly,
funny,
fun-loving guy.
Yeah.
Right.
But then, and, wow, he turned.
Yeah.
I guess that's what happens, you know, if somebody snaps.
Wow. Well, that is very interesting, Jean.
Thanks. I was shocked when she told me. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I knew she knew famous people because of her, you know, connection with,
right.
with investing money and stuff. But that was the one that was the big bombshell was...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? I went out with OJ a few times.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. I did see a meme this morning of the Bronco chase.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That said, if this isn't how they bring him to the funeral, then they've missed an opportunity.
I mean, he really needs to go in a white Bronco.
Yeah.
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 And probably not. But
yeah, they probably won't do that. But but they should.
Yeah.
All right, Gene.
Totally,
well,
absolutely should.
Thank you for sharing your OJ connection. That's crazy.
Bye.
And then we just got a text about another one, which is crazy. So one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers, Lee Bailey?
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
He's from Maine, F. Lee Bailey.
Oh, okay.
He had a practice here. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This person who texted us groomed his dogs. One of the dogs.
Well, isn't that interesting?
The dog's name was Boots.
Oh, I like that name. Hey, Boots.
And he was a grumpy old man.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Look at all these OJ connections. There's got to be more.
Who knew? Well, thanks for spilling your family secrets. And if you want to dive into people's family secret lives, then go on our Facebook page because there's plenty there.